Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report. It is on patient Raymond H. Miller. Address is 16530 Wild Iris Lane, Cottonwood, California, 96022-8028. Phone is 530-347-9698. Mobile 530-551-2135. Primary insurance, United. Pharmacy. Leave a blank. The clinical indication, it is addressed to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Cutler, K-U-T-T-L-E-R, P-A-C. Below that it should say Lena Jesrani, J-E-S-R-A-N-I-F-N-P. Below that, the letters capital C-E-C-H-F-P and new word capital C-W-D, 2833 Long Branch Drive, Cottonwood, California, 96022-8701. Phone is 530-347-3418. Fax 530-528-4423. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for history of excessive daytime sleepiness with reported normal night sleeping, parenthesis, treated obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Below that should say hypersomnia during the day. The initial neurological diagnosis is probable chronic encephalopathy, a consequence of long-standing sleep apnea producing some aspects of cerebral degeneration with focal daytime somnolence and fatigue. New paragraph. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Raymond H. Miller for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Raymond Miller was seen today initially by telemedicine teleconference for initial assessment. Subparagraph. We are not a provider for his insurance, and he agreed to pay a cash fee for his evaluation. New paragraph. He reports that he is working to get his driver's license back, which was surrendered when he developed difficulty with daytime fatigue, somnolence, and was found to have sleep apnea. New paragraph. At this time, by his report, his sleep apnea has been resolved successfully on CPAP therapy with substantial improvement in his nocturnal symptoms and symptoms during the day. New paragraph reports that he oftentimes can distress his colleagues at where he works as a cook at Popeyes because of his increased energy in the morning after taking one or two caffeinated beverages. New paragraph. He denies a history of other sleeping problems or seizures. New paragraph. He completed an extensive evaluation at Innovative Sleep Center on Victor Avenue in Reading by Dr. Mehrdad, M-E-H-R-D-A-D, Razavi, R-A-Z-A-V-I, M-D, a certified sleep specialist, performing sleep medicine, new paragraph. The records from his evaluation will be submitted to us for review, new paragraph. His medical history otherwise seems to be relatively unremarkable. New paragraph. His clinical history strongly suggests a previous problem with overuse of stimulant drinks to maintain wakefulness with his sleep apnea-induced hypersomnolence, which is now resolved with discontinuation and modification of his daytime beverage consumption, limiting caffeine and super energy drink exposures. New paragraph. For medical purposes, with his clinical history, he needs an evaluation for narcolepsy with narcolepsy genetic testing in the laboratory. New paragraph. With his clinical history, he needs a high-resolution, 3D if possible, neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study with quantitative analysis to exclude cerebral cortical insufficiency and risk factors for the development of progressive cognitive decline due to acquired dementia. New paragraph. Dementia laboratory testing should also be done, new paragraph. With his clinical history of vacillating mood and energy, I would suggest completing diagnostic electroencephalograms, including a static and dynamic ambulatory EEG, which can be done in Oroville because they are apparently not available locally, new paragraph. I will be happy to see him for follow-up referral, which we have scheduled by telemedicine, working to obtain these results and consider recommendations for therapy, new paragraph. Individuals with acquired cerebral degeneration due to sleep apnea with functional and cognitive impairment may respond to newer stimulant medications such as Sanofi, capital S-O-N-O-F-I, at adjusted dosages during the day after clearance of cerebrocortical irritability by diagnostic electroencephalography. New paragraph. I will see and talk with him again, hopefully with the results of some of his suggested studies, and send a follow-up report, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.